You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Coming up, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports at 1:15. We'll look at the brackets. I need help. I want to say Duke UNC. Should I just go with it? Tell me. I'm seeing a lot of different picks. They're asking what are your final four teams. Also coming up at 2:15, touch them all, Timmy Grubbs. Voice of the Cakes. We always talk on Tuesdays, Major League Baseball as well. Mike Trout, yikes. 12 years, $430 million. We will talk a little bit about that contract, no doubt. Darren Revelle covers the sports business part of the world over there for sports. He just tweeted this. Tell me if this person didn't upset. $6,970.50 what a fan paid on StubHub, including fees, for two courtside seats tonight for the Lakers at the Bucks. Both LeBron and Giannis are not playing due to injury. Almost $7,000. Fletcher Mackel, WDSU Channel 6 Sports, joins us. You can always follow him on Twitter at Fletcher WDSU. Fletcher, how are you this afternoon, man?
I am doing well, Gus. Thanks for having me.
We have a ton to get into. There's a little Saints, mostly Pels here as well in your series that you're doing. So just give me 60, 90 seconds on all the moves, man, and what you've seen the Black and Gold make. My intern was really nervous early last week, all the moves being made by other teams in the early tampering period. He was waiting for the Saints. By Friday, they replenished the D-line, still waiting on a possible tight end, replaced the starting center. Been pretty busy couple of days for the Black and Gold.
Yeah, and look, I like the moves because I like the moves they've made in recent years. That the days of kind of the splash free agent signings, I think, you know, the Jairus Bird, even the disaster that was Brandon Brown. You know, thankfully they've moved off of that. They've got kind of a new regime in there with Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland, what he's done. So I like the moves they made. Obviously, you know, for all practical purposes, replacing Tyler Davidson and Alex Okafor, getting depth on that defensive line. The Nick Easton signing to replace Max Unger. Latavius Murray to replace Mark Ingram. In a vacuum, I like all of those moves. I do worry about Ingram's leadership, Ben Watson's leadership, Unger's leadership. I mean, you know, I don't want this to be a repeat of 2014 all over again, when following a playoff year in 2013, the Saints parted ways with Malcolm Jenkins, Roman Harper, Aaron Sproles, Lance Moore, and they said they regret it. They came to regret it. I hope that they don't lose a lot of that leadership and come to regret it. But I certainly, maybe they're more optimistic in-house about some of the receivers. You know, the Cam Meredith, who was, for all practical purposes, kind of a bust last year. And Traquan Smith, who was a rookie last year. But I certainly would have maybe liked to have seen them address the tight end and wide receiver position. So maybe we'll look to the draft for that, or as free agency kind of wanes on here, they'll be able to address that.
Fletcher, let's get into some hoops. So we got a ton to get into. You yourself are doing a five-part series, exploring the different trade options for Anthony Davis with a couple of teams here as well. Before we get into that, I'll just ask you this that we were having a little fun with. I brought up somebody mentioned something to me. They go to the games. They're in the arena during those games. Just leave it at that. And they're like, you know, he wondered and has heard maybe AD could have a change of heart, a second guessing or what have you. I'm like, probably as a human, you sit there and see all the reports and go, man, what am I doing? But I just think it's too far gone from that aspect. You don't think there's any possible way that AD would have a second, you know, guessing or a change of heart. And if so, would you take him back? And what would be those terms?
No, it's not even worth talking about. Anthony Davis is done with New Orleans, and New Orleans is done with Anthony Davis. There's no hypotheticals. There's no point in talking about it. You know, this is a divorce that has already happened, even though it hasn't officially happened on paper, and he is still here. It's over. There's zero chance he wants to be here, and for all practical purposes, the way this went down with he and his agent, LeBron James and everything, there's not a really big chance that they want him back at this point. So it's over. It's not even really worth discussing what could be, how it could unfold, because it's it's already, the ship has already sailed.
Gotcha. Agree. All right. So before you go into your series, did you take into account any of the current players? The reason I ask that is I've gone back and forth with a lot of the people that cover the team. I'm sure you have too when you have them over on the set sometimes. What do you do with Julius Randle? The guy puts up 11 points in the last 3.5. Elfrid Payton, 5 straight triple-doubles. Are those two guys, I mean, Drew Holiday is kind of a given that he's part of the building block of the futures, you know, with whatever else you're going to bring. What about those two guys in particular, though?
It's going to all depend on the coach, the general manager. Look, they're going to hire a general manager who will then hire a head coach. And what is their vision? I see a very strong argument for Elfrid Payton being re-signed and being back as this team's starting point guard. I also see a very strong argument that you could just move on and go in a different direction depending on what you get in the Anthony Davis trade. Same thing for Julius Randle. Their futures in New Orleans are tied to who's leading this and what you get in the Anthony Davis deal. You know, for hypothetical here, if you trade with Boston and Marcus Smart is one of those players, Marcus Smart is a starting point guard, one of the best defenders in the backcourt, who would pair wonderfully with Drew Holiday to form a very strong defensive, you know, multi-dimensional starting backcourt in New Orleans. So therefore, does Elfrid Payton want to chase a starting job somewhere, or does he want to come back here and be a backup? So again, I like those guys. I really like Julius Randle's offensive game. I like him as a person. I do like what Elfrid Payton can do when he's healthy. But I also warn people, at the end of season, this isn't football where teams get shut out. This isn't baseball where teams get shut out. Teams score in basketball. Do not let meaningless stats deceive you. I always like to tell people, the 2004-2005 season, when the then New Orleans Hornets went 18-64, Dan Dickow led the team for 18 points per game. And there were a lot of people screaming,
"Oh yeah,
you've got Dan Dickow, don't draft Paul, you've got your point guard, go in another direction, draft somebody else." Do not, Dan Dickow barely played in the NBA after that season. Do not be fooled by worthless stats in a throwaway end of a season. Julius Randle's a really good NBA player. Elfrid Payton's a really good NBA player. Are they stars? Are they difference makers that are going to lead you to a championship? I don't think so. But I do think in the right situation, they are really good stars on a playoff team. Is that here? A lot has to unfold before we know that.
Speak with Fletcher Mackel, WDSU Channel 6 Sports. You know, maybe because of what's about to come in the next couple of weeks and the lottery pick coming up in May, I'm paying attention, dude, to this NCAA tournament, especially when Duke, UNC play Ja, you know, over with Murray. I mean, I'm paying attention to a lot of these possible, maybe one of those guys could be a Pell and somebody you build around. Man, I love Coby White at point. Can you imagine him at 6'5"? I mean, he's so good. You're talking about point guard here as well. You gotta have one. And they got a couple. Ja's one. Coby White's one with UNC. I mean, there's so many players, Fletcher, come this week when the tournament starts, man. If you're a Pels fan, watch those games. Pay attention because one of those guys could be in the Pels uniform next year.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, the Pelicans are going to have a top 10 pick. I mean, the Pelicans are going to, you know, right now, if the lottery was today and the ping pong balls landed, you know, where, you know, everybody thinks they are, they're going to pick probably 9 or 10. Now, could they, you know, sneak up higher? Sure. Could they win the lottery? Sure. But the odds are they're going to pick in the top 10. And look, Jared Culver's a really good player out of Texas Tech. There's a lot of, you know, Chimura out of Gonzaga. You know, the Japanese player is going to be more than likely a lottery pick. So there's a lot of players. But when you start talking about the Zions and the Ja Morant, you know, the Pelicans would have to either luck out and win the lottery or
the
New York Knicks. The New York Knicks have envisioned, you know, signing Durant, signing Kyrie, all this money, and then maybe trading for an Anthony Davis. The only thing about that, and it, again, this is why this is fun to talk about, because it sets your franchise in a different direction. If hypothetically the Pelicans trade, you know, with the New York Knicks and they get a cavalcade of young players, be it the number one pick Zion Williamson, the number two pick Ja Morant maybe, you know, Mitchell Robinson, Kevin Knox, you know, Dennis Smith Jr. If they get a treasure trove of 19 to 20-year-olds, it concerns me about Drew Holiday. He'll be 30 next year.
Right.
To trade, because look, while Zion Williamson certainly looks like the next Anthony Davis, the next great star in the league, he ain't going to be next year. He's not leading the team to the playoffs at 20. And John Morant's not leading the team to the playoffs at 20. So does Drew Holiday say, hey, I see a future here, or does he go in and demand the trade? So I think that, you know, when you start talking about those top 3 to 5 picks, you may be talking about a different plan of action for the Pelicans. Whereas if they're picking between, say, 6 and 12, mm-hmm. you can look at a guy and say, hey, we can make it the Davis trade that's more win now if it's for Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown or Marcus Smart, or if it's another team, and then we can incorporate pick 9 in a complementary way. Whereas if you start talking about a rebuild involving a top 3 pick, your team may look different from a Drew Holiday perspective.
Fletcher, you're taking a look at 5 potential teams: Celtics, Nets, Knicks, Clippers, and even the Miami Heat over the next couple of days. Yesterday was Boston, today's the Nets, Knicks, Clippers, and Heat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. When you take a look at them, are you specifically looking at possible moves like that in all the different scenarios that you're talking about here as well?
Yeah, just kind of like I tried to find deals that work for both teams, because, you know, far too often we talk about deals and it's one-sided. And no team is going to do a one-sided deal. It has to work out for both teams. So I tried to find deals that were fair and balanced and conceivable for both teams. Look, Boston is the leader in the clubhouse in any way, shape, or form. Boston has so many young players, so many draft picks, even veteran players they can move. You know, Danny Ainge can outbid anybody and can offer, you know, the Pelicans the best deal. Now, does that happen? A lot's going to depend on Kyrie Irving. Their dream is to pair Kyrie and AD together and have them both in Boston long term. If Kyrie Irving bolts Boston, Boston's probably a lot less likely to trade for Anthony Davis, because they're going to want to hang on to their assets and not give up a ton for Anthony Davis to walk out the door in 2020 as a free agent. But Boston is the leader in the clubhouse. Assuming Kyrie is back, they have, again, so many young players, so many draft picks, and so many ways to make deals work that they can trump anybody. But look, these deals sometimes come out of nowhere. A year ago at this time, nobody would have thought Kawhi Leonard was going to Toronto Raptors, and he goes mm-hmm. to Toronto Raptors. So, you know, to me, Anthony Davis is a 26-year-old, once-in-a-generation, 6-time All-Star. There are going to be teams that are willing to mortgage a lot of their assets for Anthony Davis. Brooklyn would be a complex deal, and I'm about to publish that one right now. I love that deal, but it's very, very complicated and very hard to get done, but it could get done. The Knicks, you know, tomorrow is kind of what I alluded to earlier. It's younger players, which sets the organization in a much different direction if they win the lottery. The Clippers are a fascinating team because they may be the best deal of them all, because they can give the Pelicans win-now assets like Dino Gallinari, and also pick young players that may accommodate what New Orleans wants. Mm-hmm. And then I threw Miami in there, even though I think it's the least possible, because Pat Riley is always aggressive, has always made moves, and I would assume they'll at least get in on it. But a new general manager and coach would really have to love some I don't want to call it suspect, but some questionable Miami assets. You'd have to really believe in some of the players they've been developing, that they're going to take a big step forward soon. But Boston is without question. If they want to get a deal done, they can get it done in any way, shape, or form.
Fletcher Mackel, Channel 630 ESU Sports. Again, go check it out over on the website. And, of course, follow him on Twitter at FletcherWDSU. He's got all that stuff there for you. And when he comes on during a sportscast, like I checked out last night. Thank you, Fletcher. Appreciate it, bud.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Quick break. We come back. Mr. Lee Sterling going to ask. We'll start with the East. I need to fill out my bracket, folks. I can't lose to my wife again. Duke, the number one seed in the East. Your Tigers are in there as well, taking on Yale. 11:40 on Thursday. What you got? You got Michigan State, LSU eventually playing. Is Duke, come on. Is UCF in the American Conference? You heard the craft kind of touch on it there. What number one doesn't make it to the Final Four? We'll talk all about that next with Lee Sterling. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Rock and roll is king. She loves that rock and roll and she plays it all night long.
Countdown Madness is going on now at Dunton Chevrolet with a full court press on savings on every Chevrolet in our inventory. We have the vehicles that drive the Bayou region with a slam dunk and thousands in savings, and the home court advantage on pre-owned vehicles too, with zero down and only $216 a month. And for those of you with less than perfect credit, our new Fresh Start program is ready to get you financed. It's Markdown Madness, so go online to DontonChevrolet.com for all our Markdown specials, because the deals are at Dunton. Dunton Chevrolet in Thibodaux. With proof credit, stock number U1905, plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees.
Napa Know-How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa know-how.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings, just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall, providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
It takes special skills to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. Let's listen in as he senses an old, inefficient system's imminent demise.
So costly. Tormented by an ongoing battle over the thermostat. Its days are numbered.
You got all that by waving your hand in the air in our living room?
Get to know your local Daikin Comfort Pro.
Car Rescue Wayne's Air and Heat. Rescuing you from the heat and cold and saving you from high prices. Call 985-532-6640.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
At ParamountSports.com online, Paramount Sports on Twitter as well. Lee Sterling joins us throughout football season. We talk games, of course, March Madness. What's going on, Lee? How are you?
Can't complain. It's going to be a fun 4 days.
I don't know how you do this because I have looked over my bracket, I don't know, right. 60 times. I keep, yeah. Here's the problem. I will talk myself into each team winning one way, shape, or form.
You gotta do at least two or three. I mean, that's the key. You want to stay alive and make it at least to the second weekend.
All right. Where do you want to start? You want to start with the East?
Yeah. Let's start with the East.
Look, Duke's there. Obviously a completely different team. With Zion. Zion on play, I don't have Duke in the Final Four. I don't. They completely look different. They're not a very good shooting team. They're not very good with the three. When he's on there, they're ridiculous. LSU's also in there as well. I kind of see them, if they can get past Yale, maybe getting to Michigan State. I don't know about that Maryland team. They got a top, you know, draft lottery player that's going to be playing for them here as well with the Terrapins. Who do you think can come out there and give Duke a challenge to go to the Final Four?
I don't know if anyone can. LSU got a tough seed here and a tough draw. Here's the problem. If you're LSU, you got to face Yale, and then you got to win another game, then you got to beat Michigan State. So the one thing favoring them, though, here is sometimes when you lose early in these conference tournaments, everyone forgets about you. And you're fresh. You're ready to go, and you can refocus. So there's value in taking LSU here. I also like Mississippi State if you're looking for maybe, you know, a somewhat sleeper there. Ben Howland, I mean, look what he's done, three Final Four appearances at UCLA. I just think the SEC is just so tough this year. Not sure many other conferences are really good. I don't like Maryland. I think Maryland's overseeded here. Maybe another sleeper is Temple. Temple scores almost 75 points a game, and they they create a lot of turnovers. So if you're looking for some sleepers, maybe Temple's a team, and LSU might win the first. I haven't won in the first game, but I like Yale plus the points. Or I think it might just be too many points in a first round game.
All right, so you definitely could probably see Duke more than likely coming out of that East. Then,
yeah,
huh?
I just think they're just so talented. They might be able to overcome a 32 or 34% shooting game.
I'm trying to decide whether or not. We had Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, yesterday. He's like, look, Michigan State started out well, had been playing well. Can they get to the Elite Eight?
Sure, but they just, you know, they keep having injuries,
right.
and they just go through some periods where they're not, you know, just don't shoot very well. So their defense is going to have to carry them. Some of the things that I looked for, filling out a bracket is completely different, Gus, than betting these games. If you're filling out a bracket, and they say right now that 20% of the public will fill out a bracket, and if you do, you have to know the rules first. I always see people at the end of the thing, they say, oh, well, I had the winner. I had three out of the top four, and they lose. Why? Because maybe they didn't realize that a lot of points go into the scoring in the first and the second round. So if there's, let's say, 1 point in the first round but 5 points in the second round, yeah, you can go with a lot of upsets. But let's say it goes 2, 4, 6, and 8, the first four rounds there. Mm-hmm. I've seen some people have three of the top four and had the winner, but if you only have 22 of the 32 first-round games correct, you're probably going to end up a loser, especially if a team like Duke or North Carolina ends up winning it all. Whereas if you're betting a game, look for ball handlers, teams that have guys that handle the ball and also shoot free throws real well. Good coaches, you need a coach that can make a play call, calling a set play, coming out of a timeout, very important. Also calming down his players, and mm-hmm. and then also look at the road games. For instance, Kansas, really good at home, but 6-8 on the road in neutral site games. Forget about home field advantage. Every game is a road game.
You take a look at the East bracket. Speaking with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, at ParamountSports.com and at Paramount Sports over on Twitter. Would you say Virginia is the least respected of the number ones? Or the only reason I say is I look at the South and I'm like, man, that's kind of open. Like, I don't have, well, they're one. I'll see them even in the Elite Eight. I just think they got a tough matchup between Oklahoma and Ole Miss right after that. Oregon played a nice, Pac-12 tournament over there. I know Villanova is a team that, while they're seeded six, look, that's still one of those teams come a tournament because of their defense will keep you in games. I honestly don't know who's coming out of the South.
I think the South is the toughest region. And even a team like Purdue, I mean, they have a player in Carson Edwards. This guy can just heat up. I mean, he scored 40 points against Texas,
wow.
38 against Wisconsin. A guy like that could carry them for a couple games. So I think it's the toughest region. I also think that Mississippi is a really tough draw for Virginia. But if they get by this Ole Miss game in the second round, they could be tough. Another sleeper is Oregon. How can Oregon be a 12 seed? They won the Pac-12 and blew out Washington. So
mm-hmm.
that's the toughest region, but I actually do have Virginia coming out. I just think that they figured out what they did wrong in some of these other tournaments, and they have a really good coach. This might be their year. So I'm going to predict the East and the South, the two favorites, come out. But wait, hold on to your hat. Wait till you see what I got in store for you in the West and the Midwest.
All right, because that's where Gonzaga is. I know I'm keeping an eye on Ja, right? Moran over here, because I'm a Pels fan. I wouldn't mind seeing maybe him play. They're a 12 seed down there, taking on Marquette to get things started. I look at it, look, Florida is a tough team against LSU. I wonder how that plays in there. Michigan, another one of those teams, started hot early. Let's see where they kind of have. I don't know why my eyes are going to Florida State right now.
Two teams I love. I love Florida State and I love Texas Tech. Texas Tech went out early. If they get any kind of offense going from their sophomore guard, Jarrett Culver, the Big 12 Player of the Year, they are going to be really tough, and they can lock down. And they play the best defense, ranked number two in the country. So they could be there. Michigan, their offense, they just go into too many cold spells here. You mentioned sleepers, Murray State and Florida. Florida seeded number 10. Wow. I have them knocking out Nevada. You talk about a dead team. Nevada, their entire team has gone cold right now shooting, and they have a couple injuries that aren't even listed in the injury report. They have some real guys really beaten up right now. They were a potential number one or number two seed. They're limping into this thing, and even Buffalo's a sleeper at number six. They're solid. They can beat anyone on any given day. So I don't see Gonzaga coming out of here. I'm going to go with a sleeper here. Give me Buffalo to come out and end up making it to the Final Four.
That would be something. That is surprising. In the Midwest, there's UNC. I'll say this, watching that semifinal game against Duke, it's tough for me to think of many teams roster-wise, especially starting five, that have the talent level that the Tar Heels have. I love Kobe White at point. Look, if Johnson can shoot like he did from the outside, watch out. They got solid post play. That's a very good team all the way around. They don't play wild and crazy. They can get up and down the court on you. They play defense. I have a hard time seeing a lot of teams being able just to step on the court and match UNC. Like, it's going to have to be the Tar Heels have a bad night for me to not have them coming out of the Midwest. Does that make any sense?
It does, but I think that they're ripe for the picking here.
Oh, no.
This is a team, North Carolina. They fall behind. They do not have great perimeter shooting, so they could fall behind. They fall behind 6-8 points with 5-6 minutes to go in the game. Might be too much pressure for them. You know, they've had to play, and they've had to be in some really big games, and they had to play all the way to their conference final in the tournament, and sometimes that just takes a lot out of a team. They might be sapped out. Also, Kentucky, you know, their youth, same thing. They could fall behind. They not a real good three-point shooting team. Houston, Kansas, they've got their weaknesses. I'm going with some sleepers here. I like Auburn here. I also like Iowa State. They are red-hot shooting the ball, and even Wofford. I think they can get it done here. They can shoot threes over 41% from the field here, second in the nation. So I'm going to go with the Auburn Tigers to make it to the Final Four. So, North Carolina, great team. But you're looking for some value, pick an underdog here in the Midwest region.
Well, and you said it, which is why I'm telling people to go check yourself out at Paramount Sports on Twitter, ParamountSports.com. Give Lee a buzz, because picking the bracket like we just did, who we think is going to win, is different than if you happen to go a state on over from Louisiana and have some time over on the Gulf Coast and want to look at it from that sort of way. How can folks get some little extra info?
Well, just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. Got specials galore. You can get the entire tournament. It starts tonight with the NITs. We've got three selections there. It's all available at ParamountSports.com. Use coupon code SAVE100, just $297. Dollars for the three-week tournament. How about this? For $100 extra, I'll give you through the NBA Finals in mid-June and AAF football action. We're over 70% on those games. Hey, they haven't been great. The league is off to a slow start, but they pay winners the exact same as basketball and football and the NFL and college football. So we're on an absolute roll in all three sports. So we even do the UCF fight. So ParamountSports.com or give us a call here at the office, 800-400-9741. But do everyone a favor. Pace yourself. The first day, usually I've been to Vegas many times, and I see people falling asleep, and you see them the next morning. They lose their bankroll or they end up not just absolutely plunging their guts out the first day. Pace yourself. It's a long, long tournament, but it should be an enjoyable and fun one.
Well, thanks to Lee Sterling. Now my screen in front of me looks like a bad game of Battleship as
I said,
completely rethinking now my bracket.
Two or three. You got to enter two or three different brackets so you're alive for the second weekend.
There
all right?
You go. Thank you, bud. All appreciate right. It. There he goes.
Okay. Take care.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Joey has Buffalo coming out of the West. And Auburn, winners of the SEC tournament, beating UNC.
You want to know my Final Four?
What you got?
Duke, Buffalo, Villanova, North Carolina.
Whoa, so you have Buffalo too.
I've been watching Buffalo. Buffalo has probably one of the best bench players.
Listen to Joey, I'm telling you, bro. You're going bench.
Plus, they have a beautiful uniforms. That's how my wife does it.
They do average 84.9 points per game.
Which is why she never picks Syracuse, because she don't like orange.
Well, here's a little tidbit. The Bulls, 31 wins are the most ever by a Mid-American Conference team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's how I have it. I haven't picked my championship game yet, because I'm undecided between Duke and Buffalo. I think,
by the way,
overtime
seeding fact. Okay, they're going to play the winner of ASU and SJU coming up here in the first four. The 11 seeds have won 8 of 12 meetings with 6 seeds in the past 3 years. So, again, it's always, you got to get past that first round. Which is why I think when I look back up, and we'll take the break and we'll start talking a little bit about this bracket here. And, again, feel free. We're going to go over, some of you guys already been tweeting it as well, your final four. Because there's going to be upsets. There's just going to be upsets. It's going to happen. Where is it? And I think when it comes to the Tigers, how far do you think they can go? We can talk a bit more about that coming up tomorrow if you like, or even now if you like. I mean, look, listening to a lot of the guys yesterday on ESPN 1450 up there, and then you heard Chris Blair on the show yesterday here. He's like, look, this Yale team can play. They can score. Don't go out there and start thinking just because you're LSU, you walk on the court, you're going to lose. I just think with everything that's going on and off the field or court, if you can just get past that game, then all of a sudden maybe you just play some hoops. But I do think it matters. I do think it matters. Did the officials get it wrong? Look, you heard Tremont Waters yesterday, and I saw the soundbite that Fletcher played on the sportscast yesterday. He essentially said you missed Will Wade there. He said he wasn't going to say it, but you heard him say it. You know, they lost their composure. They lost playing together. That's where not having your head coach who has a sense, a feel, a pulse of his team throughout a season, knows when to call a timeout. You heard Chris Blair yesterday say he felt a lot of the players were tired. The rotations, when do you pull a player? When do you not? Those assistants that are now taking a greater role, it affects it. I think that's what hurts LSU. Do they have the talent to? I have the talent. Talent wise, I think they can get to Michigan State in the Sweet 16 to that game. But I just think at some point in time that having Will Wade is going to hurt this team. I just really do. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau. tomorrow.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Happy birthday to Papa Cat. Gus Kattengill Jr., Dad Joey, 66, I think, today. I lost track. Anyway.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Yes. Looking forward to having him over and play with the little guy. And,
oh, you know what's cool?
A little surf and turf. I'm going to do cool. On the grill for you. What you got?
Well, he's at the same. Well, I'm almost there in mm-hmm. 6 more years. Mm-hmm. But, man, that government cheese is awesome.
The government
cheese. God, yeah. And the peanut butter. It's awesome, man. He's ready.
I hear you. So, looking forward to hanging out this evening with Pops. And we'll be looking, of course, at the first four. Got to have the first four. I enjoy the first four. I know when they first decided that they were going to do more games, everyone's like, how many more are you going to do? It's not worth. Look, UNO had to play in the first four. So they got a chance to get in there and do it. And I think it stinks because, obviously, from this standpoint, you know, your reward of getting into this game, for some, it's not all, but if you're the 16 seed, your reward is playing the number one seed. But that is two games away. So you do get to play two games if you get to that point. Look, I like it. I like it. So you have Farley Dickinson versus Prairie View A&M. That is at 5:40 tonight on True TV. And then at 8:10 on True TV, it's Temple and Belmont. The first game's a matchup of 16 seeds. The next game, the late one, is a matchup of 11 seeds. So that's tonight. Tomorrow, two more games, North Carolina Central, North Dakota State. Those are 16 seeds. Same time, same stations, by the way, 5:40 and 8:10. And then the night game is St. John's taking on Arizona State. So if you filling out brackets, that have to that. 800-998-1003. Duke, UNC, Tennessee, Gonzaga, Florida over Michigan. That's what the West Bank Hoodat has. Jeffrey Swamp on Twitter. Duke, Tennessee, UNC, Michigan. Yeah. That's what they have. Johnny, Michigan State, Gonzaga, Kentucky, and Purdue.
Ooh. Boilermakers.
He's got Duke losing. He's got UNC losing. 800-998-1003, you got in the Final Four. I do have Duke coming up. I just think if Zion plays, who's checking him? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, I just, North Dakota State, North Carolina Central, good luck. Now, Duke historically has had trouble getting out of the first game, out of the first round. What I would like to see is round two. Right, VCU UCF for the opening round game. I'm going UCF. They're a 9 seed over the 8 seed. Just because I want to see Taco take on Zion. You know who Taco Charleston is? Mm-hmm. Or Charlton is? Mm-hmm. Do you know who he is, Joey?
Saw him.
Yeah, he's 7'6". Taco. 7'6".
You just want to hear that name every time.
Yes. Taco versus Zion. I want to see it. I want to see. Now, look, he's as athletic as you can be at 7'6". But who doesn't want to see 7'6" versus Zion?
Yeah.
I do. You know, I really do.
If I was Taco Bell, I'd take advantage of the situation.
And it's crazy to see how tall he is. 7'6". Taco Fall. Taco Charleston. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Taco Fall.
Yeah. Taco, I mean, dude, for the Senegal, I mean, 7'6", 310. And it's so funny because you look at him and it's not like you think 310 lineman. 7'6". Just think about that. 7'6". No, he doesn't have to jump to dunk. Like you watch him play, he doesn't jump to dunk. Just stands up, give me the ball, dunk. I want to, because you know Zion is good. I mean, that's the poster of posters, isn't it? Can you dunk on someone that doesn't need to? I mean, like, if Taco is standing outside the semicircle in front of the rim, arms straight up, here he comes, Zion, 280.
Only got to go to Walmart and never ask for help.
I'm just telling you, like, that game, no one's going to want a three or shot. They want to see if Zion will take on Taco.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I want to see that happen.
And, of course, Gordon Webb to be Virginia just to mess up everybody's bracket.
Here's what's interesting, especially if you're an LSU fan and you've seen, obviously, what the SEC was this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of SEC teams kind of scattered throughout this bracket that I definitely could see make it at least to that second round, if not the Sweet 16. Like, I have Mississippi State beating Liberty. Mm-hmm. You got St. Louis. I have them upsetting Virginia Tech, Mississippi State, and St. Louis. And then I have Duke versus Mississippi State.
You got Tennessee.
In the Sweet 16.
I know you got Tennessee over Colgate.
Tennessee over Colgate.
Yeah, playing a toothpaste school, but still.
Yes, I do have Tennessee going over there on the other side.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to say who's not playing from the SEC?
Look, they had a solid year this year.
Yeah.
Now, I guess one of my upsets will be on this, and I don't know if I should say this because Scott Cushing will maybe never come on the show.
Man. Do it.
Could Cincinnati upset Tennessee?
Excuse me, sinus.
Why are you laughing
at me? I'm not, because they probably could do it, because you could do it just to mess up my
bracket. You just heard the graph earlier say Cincinnati defeated Houston in the conference championship game. Houston's a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm. You know what I heard a lot of?
What's that?
Florida State. I don't know why.
I'm with you.
A lot of Florida State.
They're a good team in the ACC.
Yeah.
Now, Duke took care of them. But their road would be this, right? So you have UVM, you have Vermont. Yeah. I have them winning there. And then Murray State in the next matchup. I have Murray State beating Marquette. So the 12-4 matchup is Florida State and Murray. And again, Ja Morant is, NBA draft.net has him number 2 to Phoenix. He's electrifying.
Yeah.
That kid is a dunk waiting to happen. He hadn't found a part of the paint where he doesn't like to drive down the lane. Seriously. And again, that's why I was mentioning it with Lee, and I spoke about it a little bit with Chip yesterday. I am so locked into this year's tournament because I'm looking to see. Look, right now the Pels, as he said, NBA draft.net has him at 9. And this is if the ping pong balls in May, which is when the lottery, I think it's May 14th, happened.
Right.
It's if, you know, the 9th worst record, it happens to fall that way. There's always going to be a team or two that maybe jumps a spot. Occasionally have a massive surprise, like when the Pels won and got Anthony Davis. And if you're Jordan the intern who subscribes to the, Adam Silver's going to do Miss Benson a favor by letting AD play and he's going to rig. There's people that are absolutely convinced the lottery's rigged.
Right.
So if that's the case, then the Pels could move up there. Now, again, it goes by worse records, and then, again, you have to, quote-unquote, win the lottery. New York, which beat the Lakers, by the way, this week.
Mm-hmm.
New York is 1. Again, this is if it ended today and all of that stuff. New York, Phoenix is 2. Cleveland, 3. Chicago, 4. Atlanta has picks 5 and 6. They got 2 picks. Memphis 7, Washington 8, New Orleans 9, Charlotte 10, Orlando 11, the Lakers at 12, Minnesota 13, Boston 14. Of course, this is the lottery. So, it's 14 teams. Now, as Fletcher, this is why we had him on, we'll talk a little bit more about this out of the break, but if you can get additional picks, including, like you said, like Boston's pick, it's 14. Can you package your 9 and 14? To move up higher, right? And give another team those 2 picks. There's a lot you can do with this Anthony Davis trade, which is why I'm excited because some of these names you're going to see, they're going to be up there. So it'll be interesting to see. Sports Hangover continues next. 800-998-1003. Got another segment or two of calls before Tim Grubbs at 215. Feel free. Give me your final four. Tell me why you're feeling this team can go in or not. I know you got winning the whole thing, right? Let's get into it. Sports Hangover continues on ESPN New Orleans.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
We're back. The Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic is returning to the Bayou region April 8th through the 13th at Ellendale Country Club in Houma. This signature event features the area's only professional golf tournament and much anticipated Pro-Am Day. Come enjoy good sportsmanship, good food, and fun, all for a great cause. For more information, go to marybird.org/TGMC/golf.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Houma Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Houma Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Obviously, Joey, you know, with all of the past contest, we can't compete with some kind of fantasy sports markets. Benny Heisler. You remember Benny, right? We used to have him on Thursdays to talk a little fantasy football. He just texted me, they're doing a $10 million contest. He wants to talk some brackets. I'm like, sure. We'll talk with him tomorrow. The odds of it, because to have a perfect bracket, like, what's harder, you think, winning the lottery or doing a perfect bracket?
Let's see.
I'm sure somebody's done the odds on this. Doing a perfect bracket or winning the lottery.
Why do you think Warren Buffett puts all the money up? He knows nobody will.
Exactly. It's incredible. It'll be fun to watch. Hey, do you know who Bruno Fernando is? That's who NBA DraftNet has the Pels drafting out of Maryland. Mm-hmm. Center, sophomore, 6'10", 245.
What's his name again?
Bruno Fernando.
Oh, Miss Fernando's son.
95 overall rating.
Mm.
Strength, high-level run-jump athlete at the center position. Explosive finisher and alley-oop target with great bounce, especially off of 2 feet. Very solid touch and shooting ability for a big. You want to hear the weakness?
What?
Still unproven to some degree against quality competition, though this season he has begun to show what he can do against higher level opponents. Offensive game, while promising, still a work in progress. Still not the most prolific of scorers at 15 points a game. And it goes to what Fletcher, and it's one of the reasons I had him on too. what he had to say when he explored all the different options in the teams, right? Celtics, Nets, Knicks, Clippers, and Heat, the five-day, five-port series that he has on WDSU.com. Each team and each trade would provide you something different. Like, if you bring in the right assets, keep some of the pieces you got now, what's to say you can't compete for an 8 seed quickly? If you go tremendous youth, a la, as he said, the Knicks, it'll take you a bit. But is that not also a bad way to go? I mean that in a good way, like when I say bad. You know? In that you have a handful of those young players that the Knicks have that can give you. Add a couple of the draft picks. Like, that's the intriguing part of me, which is why, again, I'm watching this tournament a little closer than others. And one of the reasons I'm watching it a little closer than others, too, is how do they perform in this, too? This is difficult to do, right? Tournament style, pressure, how do you handle all of it? Can you lead a team? Are you the guy that wants the ball? You know, one of the things we're going to love starting tonight with some of these games, buzzer beaters. Who doesn't love the buzzer beater? Right? Can he play defense? What kind of shot do they have? Do they pass? Do they play D? Do they rotate well? I mean, all these different players. And again, you can go to anything before these games start. If you want to wait till Thursday, sure. But over the next couple of days, if you're a Pels fan, NBADraft.net, love that site. You can type on anywhere really in Google, potential draft lottery picks and whatever. You'll see a list of players and names. Just jot it down. Put it like on a little sheet of paper or something. Have it next to you. Kind of, you know, see when those games are and just kind of keep an eye on them. Yeah, we know who Zion is. Ja Morant's solid, even though Jordan the intern thinks he hadn't played anybody yet. We'll see him play. It's funny because a guy like R.J. Barrett, right? A couple of games in the ACC tournament didn't exactly shine too much. They're like, oh, we're questioning if his game could sort of go. Look, again, it's going to be interesting to sort of see. Look, Kobe White, a couple of weeks ago, wasn't in the top five. NBADraft.net has him at 5 to Atlanta. That's the point guard for UNC. Great hair. 6'5", just, man, guy can just play. I would love to see. But again, like Fletcher was saying, if you get the deal with the Celtics, Marcus Smart comes in, him and Jrue Holiday, solid backcourt right there already. So it all depends on that trade. To me, it really depends, which is why I think it's the most important thing of all of this. You got to get your guy locked in here before May, right? Last week, the reports were that the firm that the Pelicans hired, Saints, Pels, whatever, that they hired for the general manager position was finalizing the names and list of candidates and paring it down to the amount that they felt needed to be interviewed. But that's why it's so important. You heard Flair. I mean, he's got 5 teams that are potential there. There's probably another team or two. Milwaukee's not on there. Could they be, depending on how they go? What if they get bounced out of the first round? Do they feel the pressure to then make that big splash? What if they make it to the finals and lose? Is it then worth giving up a lot of that team for Anthony Davis? Same thing with the Celtics. That's what I think is going to be interesting on this, right? We're approaching the last full month of the season. Really, we're kind of almost there, really, with the NBA. Because it ends mid-early April. And where these teams go in the postseason, combined with what we're going to see over the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks here with the March Madness. But yeah, I'm paying attention because I think there's going to be options, lots of options. I think it's exciting from that perspective. If you know what you're doing, you do it right, you scout well. You know what you can be, but it all starts with all the way back to where Dino Hanson and I started speaking early days of the show. What is your identity? What is it that you want to be? Fast pace, half court, big, 3-point shooting team, built around a penetrating and kick point guard. Who's your guy? Who's your franchise player? Who are you building around? Is it Tatum? Well, are you going to need a point guard that can get him the ball? He needs to have the ball for him to be who he is. So it depends who you want to be. That determines who then it will be and then how you build around it. So it's a lot, but I think it's exciting because you can construct it from the ground up. And I think that's the cool part about it. Hour three coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. And all the lines are down.